Hello and welcome to this week's Voice of Support podcast. We are joined today in studio by April Spence and Mike Fosmeyer, who are MVP leads within our organization. And today we are going to talk about some of the award benefits for the MVP awardees, and maybe even touch on some of the events and such that we help organize. So the first question that comes to mind when I see the words MVP and award is what exactly is the award? I mean, is it like a gold statue, or what is it?
Well, first of all, the MVPs are recognized for the contributions they're making in the community. So we express our gratitude actually in a number of ways. They get an award kit, which contains a specific gift for that year. It's been an MP3 player, a computer bag, something at a specific price point that they can take and enjoy, and just expresses our appreciation for what they've done. There's a number of other things that are included in the award kit that they get. There's a certificate. Let's see what else. They get $150 to spend at the e-company store, so they can buy Microsoft products, $150 worth over the course of the next year, and a number of other things that are included in the physical kit that's actually sent out to them. They also have a number of other benefits that they get from us as a part of the award, and I don't know if you'd like us to go into those at this point or not. But.
And one of the other things that MVPs get as an award benefit is an MSDN or TechNet subscription as well. And that is good for the year that they are awarded as an MVP. The award is actually for a calendar year, and we do reevaluate MVPs and make sure that their contributions to the community are ongoing. And the award is actually for past activity. So when we evaluate somebody as an MVP prospect, we go ahead and look at what they've done over the last 12 months for the community in the various ways that MVPs can contribute.
In addition to, thanking them for what they've already done, one of the things we really strive to do within the award program is to enable them to continue doing those sorts of things into the future. So we have a number of technical and relational benefits that we offer as part of the program to make sure that they're kept up to date on the latest product releases. They're involved with betas and product feedback to Microsoft. They serve as a voice of the community back into Microsoft in such a way that, we can take action on their comments and tailor our products accordingly as whenever possible. I mean, we take into consideration their input. We also want to ensure that we enable them with information to take back to the community in order to help those folks that are out there that need assistance. So, in addition to thanking them for what they've already done, we want to enable them to continue to do that as much as possible.
So one of the great benefits that MVPs get to bring that contribution to the product groups and all of the various groups within Microsoft from the community is the MVP Global Summit, and that is one of the benefits that MVPs get as an MVP. Each MVP who is awarded does get an opportunity to come out to Redmond and be able to participate in our Global Summit. It's a really amazing event. And certainly MVPs take advantage of being out here and really being able to contribute in ways that you can't quite so well when you're not here in person. So it's a really amazing event. We bring MVPs here worldwide, and they're able to talk to product groups and the various groups within Microsoft about really amazing things that are coming out and coming through the pipeline as far as our product development and things like that, and also having an effect on things that are already released, maybe in service packs and things like that, and all of the various ways that they can bring their input to the various groups within Microsoft.
And as an aside, I think that's one of the most satisfying times as a lead, because you're absolutely exhausted, but you're standing back looking at an event that you helped put together where the product group and the MVPs are in passionate debate over what's going to be in the next version. It's a wonderful experience, I think, for the product groups, for the MVPs, and for the leads who get to really admire the conversation that's going on. So that's
Yeah, I absolutely agree. Yeah, the MVP Summit, it's funny because when it's over, I'm completely exhausted but satisfied in an amazing way in what we've accomplished and the input that we've been able to bring to Microsoft as a company. So that week of Summit is really one of the things that really shows the impact of the MVPs and the MVP program on Microsoft products and Microsoft as a company as well. It's really great for MVPs to get to meet so many people within the product groups and really see where it all happens.
And meet each other oftentimes for the first time.
Absolutely.
It's just different when you're face-to-face as opposed to email conversations.
Yeah, kind of put the face-to-text in a way.
Absolutely. Yeah, we have a lot of MVPs who have, built relationships over email and the various ways that people communicate in the community. And really being able to meet somebody face-to-face is a huge benefit to them. And it's energizing and really great to be a part of.
It also builds up that rapport with the product groups that they take when they leave the summit, and those email conversations have much more additional context moving forward. So that's a really nice side benefit of the summit.
So while we're talking about summit, let's talk about scale. How big is the event? I mean, how many MVPs attend? Do we know?
Last year, I believe there were roughly 1,350 MVPs that were in town. And I believe there were roughly 1,800 Microsoft folks that were involved at some level in the summit, whether it was just showing up for a dinner with MVPs or whether it was presenting to MVPs or helping plan sessions or helping out in various ways during the event. So it's a significant event. In fact, I think it's the largest customer event that occurs at Microsoft.
Yeah, the largest worldwide event. And it's really cool, too, because when you walk around campus, even the week before Summit, there's huge banners over the product group buildings. Really thank the MVPs for all that they do. So when they get to campus, they're really a lot of times overwhelmed, but really feel the gratitude that Microsoft has for MVPs and for the program and everything that they do for the community. So it's like Mike was saying, it's a really amazing time for us as leads, as well as for MVPs. My best story about Summit is an MVP actually came to me, and he says, "April, you don't understand how amazing this is." And I said, "Yeah, it is really great." And he goes, "No, let me tell you something." I said, "Okay." And he goes, "Everywhere else I go, I'm an ugly duckling. But when I come here, when I come to Summit, and I'm able to talk to these people, I become a swan. And I just want to thank you for that." And that really hit home to me to realize how much it really means to these guys. And as we're planning Summit and we're thinking about the various ways that the MVPs can contribute and be a part of Summit, we're really thinking about, all of these great ways that things can happen and making sure that we're doing the best thing for our MVPs.
So should we touch on some of the other award benefits they get also?
Yeah, I would definitely be interested in kind of understanding the whole scope of the award benefits for sure.
Yeah, so there are some of the things that MVPs do get as a result of being awarded as an MVP. They get access to the MVP member site, which is basically a secured site that's out there that they're able to access, and it contains technical downloads. Maybe it's MVP Summit presentations. They were not able to attend the summit, so we put the presentations out there for them to download. It includes what we call microsites, which are basically monthly pages or web pages that MVP leads prepare that share the latest information with MVPs. Basically, it's a full listing of all the benefits that they get under the program. If they have questions about their support incidents that they get as a part of the MVP program, all that information is out there in the member site. So that's kind of the one place where they can all go to get the whole inventory of things that are offered. We also try, in relation to training, we have something called MVP Academy, so that we can, if folks are Excel MVPs, for example, but would like to learn about C# programming, They're welcome to participate in any of the Academy training sessions that are offered. And those are typically offered online, and they're able to track along with those classes and learn those technologies. Let's see, they also get the rights to use the MVP logo on books, business cards, websites, things like that. There's an agreement that outlines the usage policies for that, but they do get to use the logo and be recognized as an MVP publicly, obviously. Other things we try to do are to show the impact that they're having in the community, to the community and to their peers. So, for example, they have the ability to create a profile that has, you know, a picture, maybe a little paragraph about what their expertise is or what their companies do or whatever they really want to say about themselves. And those profiles are federated across many Microsoft.com properties. So you can see some of the community sites for like C# and Windows Embedded, for example, have consumed this profile offering and list out MVPs for their technologies on Microsoft.com. So it's really good exposure for them in the community.
So as part of the awards benefits, you kind of touched on this a little bit, but do MVPs also get like sneak peeks, early builds of Microsoft products as they're in development and such?
So for a lot of product groups, that's absolutely what happens. It doesn't happen for every product and every technology across all of Microsoft, because not every product group is quite as in sync with the MVP program, and not all products and technologies actually have MVPs. So it really does vary a bit, but we do our best to make sure that MVPs do get access to the things that they can really contribute in and have a large impact on. So for most of the large releases, we do have MVPs have early access to those. It really varies as far as what time in the product cycle, but we do our best to make sure the MVPs have early access so that they can really affect the products as they're going through development. Mike, maybe you can talk a little bit about some of your product areas that experience has been.
One thing I'd like to note is that, you know, we view MVPs as leaders in the community. So as such, we really value the fact that they understand the needs of the community, and as they are exposed to opportunities for betas and pre-release products, we do really value what their opinion is, and we take their feedback. I wanted to note at this point that they are all under an NDA, non-disclosure agreement, so that varies, how do I put it? The information that we share with them through betas and pre-release products is something that oftentimes they are not able to share publicly because we've asked them not to at certain points. Sometimes they can, depending on what our standards are for that. The other thing I wanted to comment on is that oftentimes what we do also is the downloads, for example, that can be released on Microsoft.com, to give this, a specific example, oftentimes MVPs will get sneak peeks at, maybe Service Pack 1 for Product X is shipping next week. Can you guys download it really quick? Make a quick look at it. Make sure it installs correctly. Do you see any glaring issues with it? Those types of opportunities are things that MVPs get to look at, kind of poke at products before they're released, and they're prepared to assist the community once it does release.
Absolutely. And one other point that I wanted to make as far as NDAs are concerned, all MVPs do sign an NDA. So if you're out in the community and you're asking a question and the response from the MVP is, I really can't answer that, I'm under NDA, please respect that and know that that MVP is actually fighting and making sure that your feedback is getting heard. So instead of coming back with maybe a response that isn't quite so nice, maybe you can think of it from a point of that MVP has been making sure that your community's feedback is getting heard. So thank them for contributing to the product development and making sure that the community feedback is getting heard. And like I said, make sure and respect the fact that they are under NDA and don't give them a bad time about it, because they are doing amazing things when it comes to our product development cycles and making sure that that feedback gets heard.
Cool. So I hear that, I don't know if this is during Summit or if it's other opportunities or whatever, but I've heard some opportunities for MVPs to come to Redmond to meet Bill and Steve and such. Is that normally during Summit, or is that has that happened in other instances as well?
Actually, typically it would happen in relation to the MVP Summit. So they would come to town. We do have a half a day or day where they get to hear from Microsoft executives. So that could be Steve Ballmer, it could be Bill Gates, it could be lots of different people that they could hear from. They oftentimes also get an opportunity at other events, maybe not to see Bill or Steve, but to see other executives, vice presidents, and such, as they represent their product groups at specific industry events. So we often have dinners with MVPs in the product groups, for example, at like Tech Ed, or for me, Mobile and Embedded Developers Conference is a huge event for the technologies I work with, and they're well engaged. So, Bill and Steve aren't often available at smaller events such as that, but they do have opportunities to visit with executives oftentimes at those events.
One of the really cool things that happens in relation to Bill and Steve, too, is during the MVP Summit, most times Bill and Steve will actually take live Q&A from MVPs, which really doesn't happen at events like this, but they really want to hear what the MVPs have to say, and they mean it when they say they really want to hear it. So there is communication that happens, especially between Steve and the MVPs, and we want to make sure that most of that feedback gets channeled through the MVP leads and things like that. But there really is a good relationship there, and it really shows during Summit as well as through the rest of the year.
It's funny to see some of the very specific questions that get posed to these folks at those. Why did VB3 get deprecated or something, and Bill Gates is supposed to respond to that.
So are these events, are they partially organized by our group here, or do we basically go out and find events that we just kind of plug ourselves into, essentially?
I think the answer there is really both. There are events that are organized by Microsoft, and there are events that are organized by third parties. Anywhere where there's going to be a critical mass of MVPs there, we obviously try to engage with them as appropriate, because those face-to-face opportunities are huge for us. For me and the technologies I work with, the single biggest event outside the summit is Mobile and Embedded Developers Conference, and that is something that is sponsored by Microsoft. We have amazing opportunities for MVPs at that event, where they're able to submit abstracts for speaking. They're able to staff different areas that they are interested in, hands-on labs, booth duty, things like that. They're able to be identified as MVPs as they're walking around the show. We make sure that they're recognized and appreciated for the impact that they're having. We also schedule product group dinners and sneak peek events, design previews, and things like that at events such as MEDC. And I know, April, you've got some others that you are engaged
with. Absolutely. Within the office world, TechEd is obviously a very large event. Dev Connections is also a large event from a SharePoint perspective. And actually, I'm going to that one next week in Las Vegas. So I'm looking forward to meeting MVPs out there, and also going to their sessions, too, because I think it's really important as we're at these events to really understand the great things that our MVPs are doing. And being able to attend their sessions gives us a different perspective, too. So sometimes if you're out in the community and you're attending a session, one of us MVP leads may actually be watching our MVPs present too. So it's a great opportunity for us to really be there in person to thank them for the great things that they're doing.
Yeah, we see them on a personal level so frequently. It's actually really interesting for me to see their public persona and how they present themselves in front of hundreds of people as they're presenting. That's fascinating to me. I really enjoy that as well.
It is, absolutely. And part of Otto's question was about do we manage those events and things like that. A lot of the third-party stuff, they will actually come to us and offer an MVP discount and things like that. We can't guarantee that any or all third-party events will have an MVP discount, but it's certainly something that we try and make sure that for the very large events that MVPs are getting some sort of recognition. For the Dev Connections that I'm going out for next week, it's actually Win Connections and Dev Connections, all in the same place in Las Vegas during the same week. And we have over 80 MVPs that are actually going to be out there. So it's a really great opportunity for us to bring everybody together so they can network with each other, as well as make sure that they have an opportunity to meet with product group and stuff like that. Over half of the attendees next week are actually presenting. So it gives them a really great opportunity to meet with other people who are experts in other places and presenting as well. As presenters and attendees, they're both bringing really great things to the conference overall and to the community.
And one other thing I'd like to mention is that it really is a partnership when you go into these events between what we can offer as the MVP program and what the product groups are willing to provide and provide assistance with. Because by ourselves with the program, there's not a lot we can do necessarily other than bring them together. It really does require a close partnership with those folks that are scheduling things, that are budgeting for things, and the business owners for the events. It really is we rely on them very heavily to ensure that we can create the best event possible, not just for MVPs, but for everyone.
Absolutely. And as far as the summit is concerned, we do rely on partnerships there, too. It isn't just the MVP leads that are making this happen. There's BG leads and a lot of people on the program team who are tasked with making sure that things go well and that we're meeting our targets and goals for the event overall. So it really is a lot of people coming together throughout all of Microsoft in the product groups and in MSDN, in TechNet, I mean, all of the various groups within Microsoft. It's really amazing to see everybody come together for this event. So it is a big partnership.
Cool. And then when we say events, I know that we kind of cover a whole range of the size of events. So, there's obviously the large in-person events that we're plugged into. But we also do chats and webcasts and live meetings and that kind of stuff as well on a kind of a smaller scale basis, I'm assuming, right?
Yeah, that's absolutely true. We do have events that are MVP only. Sometimes they are specific to a product. For example, only the C# MVPs can attend this specific event because there's a rapport built up there with the product group that they want to maintain. Sometimes events are opened up to all MVPs, and it's considered under NDA. Other times there are events, for example, we do some chats with the device application development MVPs where they moderate public-facing chats so that they can increase their visibility a little bit, and it's another venue for them to assist the community, and they enjoy doing it, and they're a lot of fun. So, there are events that are online, that are virtual type events, and they can be conversations with the product groups. They can be, they can be more one-way live meetings where we're actually presenting, new feature X in Office or something like that that we want to make sure MVPs are aware of. Or they can be, I don't know, what else do we really...
One of the cool things that that I've seen is MVPs actually presenting back to the product group as well about cool things they're doing within a product area and the way that they're actually using it out in the real world. A lot of times the product group gets a lot of value out of that and really understanding how somebody's using a product and maybe the complications or the things that they're running into that could be, a better scenario in different ways. So
that's actually something that we did during the MVP Summit last year to bring the summit up again, is we did have some MVPs presenting some of their projects and successes back to the product group. And that was actually very well received by both sides. The MVPs really relished the opportunity to say, you know, I'm not just posting in the news groups, look, here's the cool stuff I do during my day job. You know, look at how I'm using your products. And the product groups are like, we're very interested in seeing how their products were being used and how they were being stretched in areas maybe they didn't anticipate.
Absolutely. And within the office space as well, part of those presentations were not only what are the cool projects that I'm working on, but what do we think as an MVP group the product improvements should be to this product area. And those were really well received, and the product groups really took that seriously and took that feedback back when they were looking at this release cycle for Office. So the MVPs really do have an amazing ability to impact the products and really be able to show what's going on in the community. And it's a really great opportunity for MVPs and for the product group to really come together and be able to affect great things so that everybody out in the community can therefore have a better product and a product that works better in situations that we may not have thought about inside of Microsoft.
Very cool. Well, thanks for coming out to the studio and sharing a lot of this.
It's a long trip.
It's really yeah, it's not far.
Obviously. Yeah. I'm only two doors down from you, but you know the whole MVP program is definitely a very interesting program overall, and it is pretty amazing to see how much it's grown over the past few years, I'm sure it's definitely exciting for you guys to be able to provide this level of benefit to community leaders and such.
One of the things I find really interesting about it is at a lot of places at Microsoft, you don't find people that stay in jobs for an extended period of time. We have people on this team who have, a large portion of us have been here for 5 years or more. And it's because we're still really, really passionate about what we're doing. And we, you know, really enjoy working with MVPs and with product groups and with each other. So it's a really unique experience that I've had at Microsoft, having been around here for about 11 years. It's just people are really passionate about what they're doing here, and they really enjoy it. At least that's what I've found.
Absolutely. I've been here for that long as well. So not at Microsoft. I've only been at Microsoft for 6 years, actually 6 years 2 days ago. But I've been with the MVP program for about 5.5 years, and we started as a team of four trying to figure out what in the world we were going to do and how we were going to make this program more successful. And it's been an amazing journey. I started on the IT side, which actually included part of Office, and Mike started on the dev side. So we eventually all came together, and it's been a great experience.
Mm-hmm. So on an end note, the question that we ask all of our presenters. Last week, we already asked you, April, so I'm just going to ask Mike this week, if that's okay with you.
I'm off the hook. Nice.
Yeah. So if you weren't here today, Mike, at Microsoft doing your day-to-day activities, what on earth would you be doing?
Can't use Ben's answer.
Shoot. You know, I have 5 kids. I love kids. I would want to be an elementary school teacher. I think I would like to do
really?
That.
Really? Like what grade level?
Let's see here. You have to do it before they lose their innocence. Second grade. There's a certain point there where they're still malleable. Second grade. That would be fun.
Yeah, I actually taught preschool for a while, so I would actually suggest that you go beyond those years. So second grade's actually pretty good.
What subjects?
Well, second grade, I don't think they actually have subjects.
Yeah, that's true.
Lunch, recess, and like other stuff.
Lunch, art. Recess, and playtime.
Playtime, art, yeah. Alphabet, yeah. Adding, subtracting.
Yeah.
I can handle that stuff. I've got that mastered.
Mike, how old are your kids?
12, 11, 9, 4, and 2.
Testing his memory there.
I know all their names, too.
Good job.
That's always good.
Well, thanks again, guys. And it's definitely good to talk to you. Feel free to go ahead and use our Ask For It survey form there. Let us know what you thought about the content of the podcast here. Maybe even what you'd like to see in future podcasts. We're looking at that stuff every day, and we absolutely value your feedback. And until next time, thanks for tuning in.